We're going to Be'ez Hashem have Shir the entire week. So the last day will be Thursday, so including Thursday we'll have Shir. And what I'd like to do is give a regular Shir every day, but towards the end of every day Shir, I made the Chazara questions, and I'd like to go over, because we did a lot, and it's an Inyan that you should know what you learned. It's a big Inyan, so come away. Maybe.
Next week?
I was thinking about that. There's an Indian, we should know what we learned, we should chazar over. And so I made these chazar questions, and it has all the makoros that we discussed, and it tells you which packet, if you're numbering the packet, like today is packet number 17, this is year 17. So so today's topic, Be'ez Hashem, is getting married in a shul. Throw a car. Okay? Wednesday, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to talk about chazaka b'mitzvahs, meaning if you had a chazaka, you got a certain kibud, and now they want to take it away from you, is there a concept of having a chazaka in a kibud or something like that in mitzvahs? You always were the ones who lit the candle in the shul, or you always got a certain kibud, and now they want to give it to someone else. What is the whole story about that? Okay, but today we're doing chuppah b'beis knesses. I was thinking about that. Maybe that should be Thursday this year, if I can. That's a big topic, seats in shul. You're right, that's one topic we didn't talk about, and right, we probably should talk about that. Office of
opinion of road day, right?
Yeah. The din of seats, and we'll see if we can work that out a little bit. Okay. The Ramah says in Simon Samach Aleph, Yesh Omim Lassas HaChupa Tachas HaShamayim Simon Tov She'ezaram Kechoch VeHaShamayim. Yesh Omim that you should make the Chupa Tachas HaShamayim, and some point out Dafka to go outside. Question whether Tachas HaShamayim is sufficient to have a skylight in the shul, or a Tachas HaShamayim means it has to be like Avraham Avinu. Hashem said to go out. Not that you're standing in a building and there's a skylight and that's at some point that. That's not really Tachas HaShamayim. You know, the caterers are into that, because some people won't use the particular shul if they won't have a Chuppah Tachas HaShamayim. So the caterers have this great idea. Just make a little hole in the, and this way they'll use the catering hall in the shul. So some taka hold that that's tool Tachas HaShamayim, but some say no, that's not Tachas HaShamayim. Tachas HaShamayim means dum yad Avraham Avinu, that you go outside, and that minhag chasidim is always to have a chuppah outdoors, no matter what weather, in the middle of the winter, it could be snowing, it could be raining, and it's like
what is during the day.
No, they have it at night.
You don't see the stuff.
Right. They have it at night. And, like by the Satmar Rebbe Shlita, so they'll have, like, every night, like
Tachas HaShamayim, daytime, it's also...
Like seven chuppahs every night. They'll come to his porch. They'll have a chuppah, they'll come out, they'll be Masada Kedushin, what does it take, a minute? And he'll go back in, then they'll call him in another half hour, there's another wedding here, he'll come out, Masada Kedushin, he'll go back in. Every night there's in Williamsburg there are tens of weddings on any given night.
Every time?
What? The whole chasana, different people's chasanas.
Wow.
In other words, they start in the hall, and they have a little, cake and schnapps in the hall, and then they do the chasana's tish, and then the chasana procession goes to the Rebbe's house, Satmar Rebbe, and he comes out, he's inside a kedushin. And then in 20 minutes, another chasana from another hall. Their entourage comes, and he's Masada Kedushin, goes back in, comes back out, and that's how you do it. Yeah, so he does like five, six weddings probably per night. Yeah, sometimes other people do, but you always, if you're a real chassid, so you want the Rebbe to. It's only when the Rebbe's in Florida. Like, so then you can get other people to... But this is the Rama that is an Indian to have a Tachas Hashemayim. Now there's another Rama in Hilchos Avelos. Okay, please. Okay. Okay, we're having a good topic today.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Getting married.
I was rushing. It's only... Because I'm supposed to say manu, you know, and I find...
You get scarpsius. Getting married in shul.
Who?
Are you allowed to get married in a shul?
Oh. That's what kind of a shul? What kind of a rabbi?
What kind of a... Yeah?
If you have a woman rabbi, you can get married.
So the first thing is... So, on the first page we just did, that Yesh Onan Lasa Sakupa Takas HaShemayim. Yeah, there's an old minute to... Right, you see? Right. So that's the first Rama on page one. Now on page two. On the second page, we have a din here about Rachman Al-Tzlan summons in Avelis. So the question is, summons in Avelis, is he allowed to attend a Kasano or at least a Chuppah? So the Machabit says, the Kodesh
B'Chuppah... As a helper.
Yeah, so...
B'Chlau.
The Kodesh B'Chuppah Shalom B'Shas Achila, B'Shmo HaBrachas. So let's go to what we call the Chuppah ceremony, where you hear the Brachas. Yesh Matirim V'Yesh Omen. So the Matirim, the Otsim, Ela Omeid Chutz Labayis L'Shmo HaBrachas. So he says that you should stand Chutz Labayis. Well, what does that mean, Chutz Labayis? So either it means that the whole thing was one... Labayis could mean a room, also. Ksavta Mamzuz Beisecha V'Sharecha, so every room is considered a bais. Every room has a chiyuv mezuzah. So it could mean that you don't come into the chuppah, you stand out in the hall. You stand in the sotah of one. You stand out.
Every room is just in the
room. No. So the chora could mean that you don't go into the chuppah room. In other words, you can stand out in the hall and you can hear from the hallway. Omein chutz labayis v'shmo habrachas. Because I don't think it doesn't mean that you're out in our, you know, halls today. You're going to be out in the street. You're not going to hear in the brachas. That means, in our day and age, it would mean that you're outside in the hall, and you're outside of the room. And then it could have meant that the whole hall was one room, and then, you know, you open the door, and you could hear from outside. So it could have then literally meant that you were out in the street.
What particular chiyum is there, or chiyum is there for this time? How about you that you can do this?
Well, I guess the person wants to...
Yeah, but he's outside. He's not going to be so mad.
I guess he wants to just be there. Or a friend or whatever. Yeah. Just an emotional thing, right? Yeah, I don't think it's a... So the Rama says, "Lo yikanes labayis klal b'shasha omdim sham b'mitzmutei chasim v'kala." As when they're singing, and they shouldn't go into that room. Kein nogim ba'ashkenas. Medina say, "Lachol zeh b'bayis shosim machasim shochum b'shosim smeichas sham." But chuppah shosim b'beis haknesses. That when the chuppah that they make in the beis haknesses, shemvarchas sham berkas erusin v'nesuin. The Einsham Simcha Klau, meaning if they just, in other words, if they have the chuppah in the shul, and then they're going to just make the brachas there, and they're not eating there, at least in that room.
Sounds like a
shotgun
wedding.
Yeah. Einsham Simcha Klau. So Mutim Yarak Shiva. So you can go in after Shiva. Yeah, Shoshim at Shloshim. So he says, "Kol zeh b'bayis she'osim machasen she'ochlum v'shosim usmeichim shom." But so it used to be that there was. What is the distinction that he's making? There used to be a room that they would make the chasana, meaning they would have the chuppah and they would have the meal in the same room. That's what it's mashma, right? They'd have the meal and the chuppah room and the meal room would be in the same room, so that you shouldn't go into that room
We had that in the early part of the shiurim, that there was a base chasnas.
Right. We're going to talk about that, right. Aval b'chuppah she'osim b'beis ha'knesses, but the chuppah that they did in shul, she'm v'archim sham birkas eirzin and shulim, and they're not going to have the meal there. They're just the chuppah. Ve'en sham simcha kol, so there mutter, meaning mutter to go in, mi'anach ha'shiva. And what if they're singing afterwards? Is that, say, what would the Rambam say to that? Say, if they're singing afterwards.
You mean give to the chuppah?
Yeah. So much, but that would be okay, because it's still, it's not the place that Ochel and Veshosim, even though there's a little, I don't know, that's, but what do you see from this Ramah? That they had weddings in shul. Right? Because the Ramah talks about when it's in the shul, then you can go inside. So we have to discuss where exactly was the makom, the old minhag, to have a wedding. Where was that? In the Beis Kasnas, in the shul? Where was the old minhag? What did they do in Poland?
I think they made it in the houses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You remember that from Poland?
I don't remember whether the ceremony was in the house.
You mean the meal was in
the house? The tradition. But it was the whole thing was going on with the bathroom and the big apartments they had for something or something.
Well, this was in Radomsk.
In China.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And the chuppah of the tradition was absent.
Like the wedding?
And where was the chuppah? They probably stole the chuppah in the street. And then they would go in somebody's house. Saves a lot of money.
No. People didn't have money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Compare that to Marina Del Rey.
Yeah.
In the mission
of a big problem. You can't afford it. Then.
Yeah.
And they get
my parents got married in Luigi Siegel's.
Where?
In Luigi Siegel's.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that a comment?
Yeah. Okay.
And you turned out to be a wonderful man. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right. Okay. Okay, so let's see what... So there's an interesting tshuva from the Chasam Sofer discussing the old minhag of getting married and where to get married. Tshuva. Ramah, page 3. So that's the mocker is in the Tshuva's Mara Mintz. Simon Chav Tes. So Dvar Tzvichim Bir. Erem Ezra Shem. Chosef Shom Zelashon. Sheboim Hachosef Akal Mokum Shirgim Lassos Abrochus Tzvichim La... So the Maramin says like this: Sheboim Hachosim Vakal Mokum Shurgim Lasos Abrochot Tzrichim La'amid Hakal Al Yemin Hachosim. So the Kala standing to the right of the Chosim. Yesh Ma'amidim V'tzad Marav Upneihem L'Mizrach. And the minhag was they would face. The face would be to the east. Why? But Tam Shaya Pneim Neged Aron HaKodesh. So which way would they be facing? The Aron HaKodesh would be Mizrach. And they would be facing where?
Mizrach.
Pneim Neged Aron HaKodesh.
But the people see.
So Yeshma Midim Tzad Marav, meaning that they would be, right. Their backs would be to the Marav, and their faces would be to the Mizrach. Batam Shayapanem, Tekaran Kodesh. Veishma Midim Chosin Vikala Latzad Sofam. And some would be Mamid Chosin Vikala to the north. Why? Kishama Midim Latzad Doram, because if you would face them to the south, and the Kala again is always on the right side, as a Kala Krovat Vei Laran Kodesh, Mea Chosin.
The Avram pointed me out the guy, a fellow. He has a compass. He wants to be exactly sure that he's failing miserably.
Right.
So he points out in there, if you see a little bit.
The Mazda.
Right. Chikam Ramo Bimino. And some face the north. So this way, when you face the north, the chassan will be closer to the Aron Kodesh. We want the chassan to be closer to the Aron Kodesh than the kallah. So if you face the south, and she's going to be to the right, so then she's going to be closer. Then neged hasvara. Okay, I come to show. Mash mizesha yirgim masas achupa beis haknesses mapsh. So it's clear from this line in the Maramins by discussing which way they faced. They faced toward the Aron, to the north, that they used to have the chuppah in the shul. It's very clear. However, another place, the hipuch hadaf chof, but elsewhere in the Maramin sandaf chof, he says the following, v'chein anon avdinen shas nesuim kame inyonim hamora al hatzlocha, that we do certain things within the nesuim that are mora on hatzlocha, kigon avukos v'shas mayim. Now we'll have to talk about what this Mayan thing was. Well, we're going to get to that shortly. But they used to have torches. Hamora la'ora uvesimcha. Chein tachas ha-shamayim ha-kochovim. Kolomar ko yezarachim chuvei ha-shamayim. Chein ha-chitim. And you'd throw chitim. Shein izgrokim al-roshim. Va'omim peru uruvu. Ad kan l'shon. So, Maramins first talks about the fact that they did it by the Aron Kodesh, in the shul. And then he says, you do it tachas ha-shamayim. So which one? Do you do it in the shul, or you do it tachas ha-shamayim? Him came before shalotim ha-chupas tachas ha-shamayim, with varf sosrim zed. So the Maram, the Chasam Sofer says, v'nei kos ha-agon ha-maram mintz haya talmido shal mariel. So the way to figure out what the Maram mintz is to look in the minhagim of the mariel. If you look in the minhagim of the mariel, Mustam, you'll be able to find out what the Maramints meant. So, before we read the rest of the Chasam Sofer, conveniently we have the Minhagim of the Mariel right here on page 5. Okay, so the Mariel goes through what the Minhag used to be of a wedding. Very interesting. When did the wedding start? You write in the invitations, please come 5:30 in the morning. Alosa Shach. That's what it says.
Everyone
knows
it, I'm sorry.
Right.
No,
this was Ashkenaz.
This is Ashkenaz, right. Yes. This is the Yekis, right. So you have to come Alosa Shach. When? On Friday morning. Friday morning. Alosa Shach b'yom hashishi.
And you're out of
party. Yeah. Hayakore hashamis lavo lebeis haknesis. He would tell the shamus, you know, would wake everyone up, and he would tell everyone to come to the shul. Hayakore agav lavo el ha mayim. Now, the translate. After I looked this, I saw someone in the RJJ Journal wrote an article. He calls it the merriment ceremony that took place in the courtyard of the shul. The merriment ceremony. Mayan, from Lashon Mary. So, as holy harav achosin lefanov, yesh mekom shem nagmas machol amitzu mashosim was okay. Chol ha'am achareim leor avukos. So they had these avukos. This is in the morning. In plizemer lechotzer beis haknesses, and this took place in the courtyard of the shul, outside. Chosrim im avukos vayplizemer vim hakala vechevroseha. Kashatovo ad Pesach Chotzer Beis HaKnesses Holo Harav Vachashuvin Vayomoluchim Esachosin Lekras HaKala Vachosin Tofes Oso B'yodo. Wow. Right.
What it meant was her veil.
Yeah.
What son, right?
Now this is meaning this is even before anything before the Kiddushin even.
What did they know that we
yeah. Yeah. So he would hold her. Umechiburon yachad zorkim kolam al gabe rosham chitim, and they would throw chitim on the chosin and kala. Again, this is talking about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Cream of wheat.
Is anyone here?
The Omrim Pruruvu Gimel Pa'amim. Holchem Yachad Al Eitel Pesach Beis HaKnesses. And then they would go into the doorway of the shul, Yoshim Shama'at, and they would sit there a little bit. U'molichem HaKala L'Besa. And then they would take the Kala home.
We're not finished yet.
Sargonis.
What the Sargonis is?
No.
It's the
Mitra.
No. The Sargonis is the big day.
That's
no, what you bury a person in.
A shroud.
Shroud. Yeah, Takrichin. Yeah. Takrichin.
L'mala b'chol b'gadeha, so she would have the tachrichim, the hinuma, a veil, al panah, a veil. The korzin. I don't know what that is. Mokum sarbo, some type of belt.
The note says something
she wore on her
head. The note says something she wore on her head.
Well, the hinuma was on her head.
No, that was...
No, Mimetiv Shalom. No, Korzin's...
Okay, I don't think we have
Tezayin.
To belabor the clothing. Vesachosim... Okay, so... Vesachosim olichim lebeis haknesses melubash b'gdei Shabbos. And the chosim comes in to shul. Because you have to daven. I mean, you got to realize they didn't daven yet. They didn't daven Shachris yet. So, now you go to shul. He's wearing b'gdei Shabbos. Matron shalot chuvalo derech tzavaro k'minag... Rhinus?
What is this?
I don't understand, but you can't have one.
Zecher l'churban, l'loso olev v'rosh t'mchoso.
Is this the minute to wear something over your clothes? People wear...
There was a raincoat.
Got married. Yeah. Everything that what they did is before Chuba Gedishin.
Yeah. Right. U'moshivim oso mitzar ha-teva v'mizrochit tzvonis. So they would put him near the teva, in northeast. Poschim Adon Olam, Pesukei Dezimra. Minach Magenz, the Kol Shosha Omrim Pesukei Dezimra, Mekalim
Esakala. By the way, that's the
Yekalim
today, it's the start, not with
this,
the
Brachas,
but the start.
This is the middle of the week,
this is
not Shabbos.
This is not Shabbos, it's Friday. Friday
morning. What's Mekalim?
The braid. So was, they would braid the Kala during Pesukei Dezimra.
She's there in the shul?
No, she's home.
She's home. They
right. would synchronize. And those numbers are tabos. They know I'm talking about Omer Lamratzeach. Okay. Against, let's skip now. Against Osim Habrocha Miyad Achar HaTfila B'Shachar. So, against us, so that's when they would make the brachas, meaning the bracha of the wedding, after Shachos. Kol Krovei Chosim V'Kala Lokshim Big Deshamas. Marisegel Haya Osir Habrocha. Mitov Chachai Rovesh Gam Kein Big Deshamas Lofodim. Talis Hamiyuchad Lo Lachol Lavash. He would wear his weekday talis. Achein Behi Lo Lulas Bito. But when his daughter got married, Marie Siegel's daughter, Lovish Gam came Talis Hamiyuchad Lo Shabbos. He would wear his Shabbos talis. Would he wear both Gam came?
No. It's the big day Shabbos and.
Oh, okay. Then Mvim Akala. Now we bring back the Kala. Vimakala in please him at Pesach Beis HaKnesses.
Hayos HaBracha. Before Mary said Hayos HaBracha.
What?
He pointed out that she wasn't there for the Bracha.
She wasn't there for the Bracha, so what does it mean?
Did it write it for
the Right, it means, right, it doesn't mean, right. It means, yeah, it doesn't mean that they did the Bracha already. It means you bring her. It means you're saying the Bracha is going to take place after davening. Now, this is the what happens. Not that they made the Bracha.
Does she have to be the
Brachas? Yeah. Al Migdol Reis HaKnesses. Ve'yaminich lo Efer Kitmo Srufas Eish Tachas Matron Al Rosho. Mokom Hanochas Tfilin, right? Zecher Lo Churban. Chaim Yemaimini Tishabov.
He would hold
not her, but her clothing, both Valicha the Hemida Liamin Hachasim, Al Shem Yitzvah Shegel Yiminech, from that, based on that pasuk.
Look it up.
Right, the Shegel. Shegel is usually a concubine. Well, Migdal is the
tower.
Some type of elevator. Yeah, the bima, the bima. Yeah, I think that's how he translated in the RJJ journal. Yeah, obviously in the elevated part of the shul. And how you shall mavel and tiva Marie Segel shayetsu chutz l'beis nesus b'shas habrach. Marie Segel will tell. Right. Now, and then, you know, they made the bracha looking, hey, Omar Vasar Lano Arusos, Vitang Lano Sasuos, Achab Bikas Ersin, Ayakov Shnei Eidim, Eolam Tabas, you have a Shava Pruta, Omar Arav, then Ruza Tabas, Mestamu Shava Pruta, Vamahain, Vesakana Yeshua, Allah Kami Mesh Nasaha, Vadasim, Imroyahi, Vakabok Dushaha. If she's a Katana, they would ask her, how old are you?
Yeah.
Ladasim ruyahim kabel kidusha.
If she's a
kana,
it doesn't matter how old.
Right, why does it matter?
Or just to see if she's part of theology.
Yeah, why does it matter?
Maybe she's not really a beer
yet.
Maybe she's not really a beer, so therefore you can't, you can't have a chuppah, right. Right. So, remember, my Adam Shiyu, you see, they didn't have this thing that they have today with Miyachir Eidim and all these. I mean, you know, today they make a big deal that the chassan has to articulate and this and that. You know, you didn't have those. This is a modern. No, today a lot of people make the. You know, they make the chassan verbalize that I'm miyached so and so as Ede Kedushin to the exclusion of.
I've been where they verbalize which 10 people are the official minion for this, and you're all just
next
to it.
Really? To
the exclusion of everyone else.
Yeah. But you see, they didn't do those things.
Okay.
They didn't do those things. And Rabbi Willick thought, Maker did. Obviously, calling the Edom up, that's the Yichud. You don't have to. Why should you have to? But. I was Masada Kedushin at Ben Skydell's wedding this year. Yeah. So, I wasn't planning to have him, you know, be Miyachid, because I thought, like, you know, like Rabbi Willis said, Mikra didn't, you know, when you call the Edom up, that is the, what is it that you have to verbalize? But the Edom wouldn't let me do that. They, you know, so I wasn't going to start a fight with the Edom, so I said, okay, Miyachid, and the way they do it today is the exclusion of all others. So that doesn't make any sense, because why do you want to exclude the others? So Rabbi Meir Tversky, the way he likes to do it is the exclusion of all Krovim Psulim. So I thought once I'm going to do it, I didn't want to do the whole thing anyway, but once I'm going to do it, I felt that was the way that made.
Rav Schechter has on one of these tapes, he said that whole thing started from the Rav's. The Rav said something and people misunderstood it.
But there's another point I want to get to, however, is, and Rav Schechter always quotes the Mariel. Rav Schechter always quotes the Mariel that right after the chuppah, you shouldn't have the chassan mekala wait around. Right away, you should go to the yichud room, because there shouldn't be a hefsek between what? Between the brachas, pirukas suin, and the nesuin, which is maybe the yichud. So he quotes that the way Rav Schechter says it over, he quotes is that Mariel says, Maritza mesachosin vesakala. So I, when I saw this Mareel, I never looked it up inside. I said, and then I saw in the RJJ Journal discusses this. I want to see what is the Mareel exactly saying. Now take a look in the end of the page here. Rav Hexik Biyarakos, Achak Nosen Etzkos Biyarakosen, Lachakosen Zepon of Lachor, V'omad Negev Tofon, V'zorakas Hakos El Hakos El Lishover. That was the minhag, that they would Zorakas Hakos El Hakos El Lishover. Not to, they would throw the cup against the wall. Not to step on the cup, but to take the cup and smash it against the wall. U'miyad, now listen to this. This is, Mimarim Imachosen Derech Simcho Lachnisu L'Beis Hachasen Hakodem Hakala. So I don't know whether he's saying, is he saying the idea that because it's a hefsek, or is he saying the idea of mamarin is that the chosin should get there before the kala? Right. Not so much that about being a hefsek between the berachos. It's that you want, that the whole idea of mamarin is not mamarin als the hefsek. It seems to be the mamarin is that the chosin should be in the base chasana first, so when the kala comes in, she's coming into his domain.
Right.
So that's why I thought. So it's not so much. So if anyway, it's not a question of, you know.
Because they didn't have the sveikas of what makes the
Well, okay. So once you read this Mareel, says the Chasam Sofer, now we can get back to to understand the Maramitz. That the Maramitz is talking about the two parts of the wedding. It's not a stira. In other words, you had the thing that they used to tachas. Yeah. Hinei hagom aramin say talmidu shom mariel. That's where we left off. Yanti b'mariel shom because of minag hamayon shekasavti leel u'nogamata ba'ashkenos, and then because of sham, we're not going to read it again. B'shacharis etc. Ayin shom v'minag hazeh hu kavyosim v'tzurosim gamata be. Pei de mine. Where is it?
Frankfurt
de mine. Kol par badi. And that's the minhag in Frankfurt. Uvetruvis mara minzanal kosev v'zeh l'shon avol. V'achar hamayin haminhag shem moshim v'chasim akal tachas akipa anasis l'shon. V'zeh chupa shalano. Kim nasenu in lano chupa v'shas brocha. En yeshom v'zeh chupa adon l'shon. Tenlo shem mara minz. Shuv kosev min honoreg maril hanal. Shepshas brocha holi charav achosin l'migdol v'akal l'mino v'tzofon v'dodon v'chulei. Umsayim v'amona osim achupa v'chotzer ha-beis ha-knesses. Muvor al v'busula osim b'migdol beis ha-knesses, shasham korim b'sefer Torah. In other words, for almona, you didn't bring her into the shul. Yesh layin ma deim b'sula l'almona l'inyin zeh. Gam teima l'aramot shalo hevi klal min ha-gabrochas l'chadish v'asos achupa beis ha-knesses.
So what was this?
So this was the thing they did in the morning. The Mayan thing was the thing they did in the morning
before davening,
throwing the, having the torches and throwing the chitim. And that was before davening. And then they came into shul, and then they would daven. And then they had the chuppah right after shachris.
On
the Friday.
It's interesting that the lush left from the morning service, which is the Friday.
But usually on the way to shul, you don't stop. You don't bump into women and throw torches and throw corn. It's an interesting wheat, whatever. Yeah, it's an interesting question.
They weren't hung up with these things.
Right. Interesting. It's interesting to see, you know, what Mahagim used to.
Mahagim was before Shkia.
What?
Before Shkia.
Even before the sunrise.
Yeah. Before
Netzachama.
Right. So it wasn't.
Okay. He says, Avadu ki kol haminhagim halolo sheba Ashkenaz nostu alpi rabosenu balei tosis rashi v'talmidav toshve ha'aretzahi. Temeroki tov ma'od laso simon tov lebrechosim. Shazara Avraham, Ko Yezarachem. There was, they thought it should be a nice thing, a siman tov, to have outside the kochonim. Sham kosev yotze also achutza. Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu pulled the mioni lenevuazu. Otzi achutza. Makom kochonim. Shetachu benekel habracha kol yezarachem. So he should be under this, under the, and that's why I told you. Some point out that it's not enough just to have a little
opening. Maybe Avram didn't have an opening in his house.
Oh, but you see, right, you see, very good, that it's still called Tachas Kochavim even during the day. That's what you're saying. But just was pointing out what Moshe asked before, what about if they're having it during, you asked before what if they're having it during the day, is that called Tachas Kochavim? So you see, yeah. Right. Because you might think Tachas Kochavim is only, obviously they're there, but... What? You mean you can still see the... Oh.
Yeah.
Some Allah the Shachris can still see the stars.
Sure.
Right. Oh, so maybe not. Maybe if I can.
Maybe Avram didn't have a sky.
Rav Yitzchok, you're saying, well, maybe...
No, but they didn't make a difference between Yom HaMu'unah and... I didn't have to see the stars.
Right, okay, you're not going to cancel the wedding if it's a Yom HaMu'unah, but maybe on a regular day it would be a Yom HaMu'unah, so Taka, maybe you... What?
That's where you live. You live in Seattle, it's every day.
Right. I mean, in Germany. In Ashkenaz.
In Germany or something.
Right.
How do you know that Avram had
his
skylight in his house?
Hashem said,
but if he had a skylight,
Hashem wouldn't have
told him to go
outside. Oh. Kosher Kinshesh Lana Lassos, Hamshi Chabroch B'Shas, Shaharui Alaka, Lamot, Shas Achupa Tachas Kipas Arakiv, Mokam Arim Lirias Kochorim. Another Inyan is that one, in other words, one Inyan will interested in is having it, having the bracha of kochavim. But another Inyan we're interested in is to have the chuppah in a makom kadosh, because that aids to the, just like we saw Rav Moshe writes, if you daven in a makom that has kedusha versus in a makom that's holus, obviously that aids to davening. So that aids to the. So we want to have the wedding dafke in shul, because the shul has kedusha.
According to that reason, you should have a wedding in the place where going have weddings, because it's not the holidays.
Right. Marina Del Rey is
Italian.
It's a mafia. It's the...
No,
no, I don't think.
That seems like...
Yeah.
They didn't have the brachas under the
stars. No, that's what he's saying.
But we're saying that you want the brachas under the stars.
No, we want to have...
We want to have both things. We want to accomplish both things. So how do we accomplish both things? We'll have part of the ceremony outside and part in the shul. Oh. And this way, we accomplish everything. Yeah, we got everything.
Okay,
and also... Bezer, the gam bezer, magam bezer lo hinichu yadam. Zal, the tiknu tchilo hachupa b'hu shakori mayan, the Ashkenaz, she yatachas ha-shamayim l'sim in brocha, hachupa in brocha seyem beza kneses al habima. Nimtza ein kan stira b'divrei mariel u'marimitz, maramitz, right? There's no stira. Well, originally he said it was a stira, because one side he said in the shul, and one side he said outside, so he said, no. Amnam kol zeh b'psula, d'ika, Travayu, Mayim v'chupa. However, Almana deleka Mayim. That Mayim thing you didn't do for an Almana. Ashkenaz ro lasas achupa in birkoseh tachas hashamayim v'simen bracha. So there, if you don't have both, so which one goes? The best thing is to have that double ceremony and to have part outside, part inside. But if you can't have both, then the shamayim wins out. Barakam sham zayim bracha. Kikosh v'tam zeh ikur. Mizel lomad ramav in medinas elu v'chol medinas kibbutz Poland v'rusia shalom nagu me'olam v'chupas mayim imkeno v'kroch elu hamin ha'chupo shol klon v'nos v'chotzer v'es ha'knesses tachas ha'mashamayim v'tzim v'vrach v'as v'shapir ha'kol bez v'sum v'shparach. So, but, and in the medinos that even for b'sula you don't have the double part of the ceremony, then taka, you only do the outside. V'yesh l'tmo al minag ashkenel shol achshav b'zmaneinu apel pi shenagu v'chupas mayim. Mikol mokom osim gam achupo im zayin brochas tachas arakia bechotze beis haknesses. That the minog Ashkenaz of Akshav, even though they have the chupas mayim, But the chuppah, they don't go, in other words, they had the mayan thing, and for the shul, but they didn't go inside the shul. Instead, they what? They had the seven brachas in the chotzer of the Beis HaKnesses. So, right, the minute then changed, not to go into the shul, but to have it in the chatzer. He's saying that in the olden days, he's saying like this, the latecomers, where did the latecomers daven? Right, we discussed this before. You know, the Atzlanim. So in the olden days, they had a hallway. So if you came late and you didn't get into the shul, you daven Shmon Esrei in the hallway. So Chasam Sofer says, so in the olden days, the latecomers daven Shmon Esrei in the hallway. So Memela, they never davened in the chotzer, because there was a hallway to daven for the latecomers. Now there's no hallways in the shul anymore, so where do the latecomers daven? And they're always latecomers. They're always latecomers. Right? You can testify today that they're always latecomers. So they daven in the chotzer. The chotzer, Memela, has a Kedushas-based Knesset as well. So Memela, now you can stay in one place and you can get everything. You can do the Mayan, and be tachas hashemayim, and you're in a makom kodesh also because you're in the chotzer beis haknesses. So b'meila, the minhag, it's a theory that the minhag changed because not always.
It makes sense to do it outside of the wedding. You get tachas hashemayim.
Right, right. Like what they do today, like just on the street, you wouldn't have that kiyum. But he says that that's how the... So, Vika Travers, Yimana Tova, Kachom, and Mokom, Yud, with Filo, Brocha. Pas, Alkina, Kol, Yisrael, Yotzim, Biyad, Ramah. That's the famous statement. Ma'amid, Hachupa, Tachas, Hashemayim, Yisimana Tova, Liskeim, Bo, Birkas, Avram. Hashem, lo chof, it's the Brocha. But if you don't want a Brocha, V'nirchav, Mimenu, Yiskavim, Lilmod, Vidake, Umas, Olam. Hashem, lo, Nizbarchu, B'kochovim. The Umas, Olam don't care about the Brocha of the Kochovim. Mizdabgim, Zivugim, Bevais Tiflosom, Tiflosom, right? They get married in their churches. Yekim Osom, Bamasavim, Lubrikas, Avosom, Yet, Etzoi, Meyem, Kemohem, Kemeh Hayom, Yerbu, Gosom, Melesham, Lotova, Komishalosom. So he says, if you don't want the bracha, you want to be like the Goyim and not have the bracha, so. But he doesn't mention anything here about. You know, we always think, like Professor Reese is expecting to see, you know, a tshuva, the Chesed Sofer was going to say, you know, it's minagakum, and he doesn't really say that. He just says that, you know, you don't want to get the bracha, so that's your loss.
Professor Lyman points out, just curiously, that the Chasam Sofer always signed himself Frankfurt am Main.
Uh-huh. Even though he's from
Peshbek. He was
established. Right.
He was originally.
Interesting. Frankfurt am Main. Okay, so that's a very interesting Minhage Mario, of how a wedding was planned. It's very, very fascinating. Down comes the Tiferes Yisrael. Yeah, in the Hakdama, page 7. And he wants to, as we say, Shadi Meinarga. Bag of the Asal Yad, the neighbor of Milsa. Mashkosiv Ramah, the Chupa Shosim, the basic Nesses Baruch Hashem, Birkas Erisin Venesun, Mutta Ha'avel Yosham Yarach HaShiva. Right, we saw the Ramah, in Hilchas Avelis. V'yesh Omer Mat Shlosh, V'yesh Machmim Shiyamor, Ha'avel Chutz Lo Basic Nesses Shmua Brochus. Mikol Mokum Mutta Ha'avel Achad Zayin, the Baruch Birkas Erisin Venesun, Tachas HaChupa Shem Basic Nesses, Akan Loshan Ramah. Nehmi the kofel Ramah v'shilish b'lshon chupa she'osim b'beis haknesses. Hazeh samchu ha'chadoshim asher aleim anu boshim asher kol magmasim lidmos osam misha lo nuchal lihidomos. Right? The people today want to rely on this Ramah and they want to follow the goyim, and so, you know, they really want to follow the goyim, but they say, you know, it's not so bad because the Ramah said it's okay. The Ramah talks about having a Kabinashul. Amru Shmami no the Kachiofalon Lassos a Chupa Beis Knesses. Omnom no Vajis Ishla Bedover Zemikamata Omim Shalonarach Behemkan. In a Tolu is Atmum Bekore Akabish. Tchomash and Niskar Bedivre Ramokan Beis Knesses Mokomokomo Tohar Lesa. If you look at the source where the Ramah is getting it, it doesn't say Beis Knesses. Lo Bahagos Maimini Shavir Rav Beis Yosef. The Sham Nizkar beBeis Hanisuin, Kach Kosev beDake Moshe, Kosev beFerish berChov HaIr, the Nirash Atos haMatpisu. Says the whole thing is a misprint. Kshare miyamenu loReinu lo Shemanu Nogim came Lasas Achupa Tok beBeis Haknesses, and Lashib Shneim haya Kosev beBeis Hey. So Omer Rosh Tevis beBeis Hanisuin, or beChotze beBeis Haknesses, Shu berChov HaIr. The Tos haMatpis, he wanted to do us a favor. So we don't have to have Rashi Tevas, Beis Hey, Shabbatosu Machim, Shabbatosu Mekatzer, because of Beis HaKnesses, and Yikorim Divre Emes. Right, so the Tiferet Yisrael says he doesn't think the whole thing.
So he didn't see the Maril?
Right.
So he wants to claim it's
a. Yeah.
Right, so it's
no,
clear.
No, Maril is relating a.
Right. It's clear from the Maril, obviously, that it was in the shul. You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing was around the davening and the whole, you know, you can't. Right, but then they went into the shul.
They went to the shul just for the davening.
No.
The davening, and then after the davening, they called him up onto the bima and into the migdal and.
It's interesting, nobody yet says that tradition of psychosis precludes them.
Right. Would anyone say that Kedusha's Amikdash precludes the Simchas Beis HaShoeva?
But that's different. You had to be sure that the man was there.
No, but then they had all types of torches and the.
Yeah, that was a theme of Simcha Lifnei Hashem on Sukkos, which is the Smachnim Lifnei Hashem.
But that was the
Tzarech Beis HaMikdash.
No, but that's part of having simcha. Yeah, but no, but Dr. Craig is saying that Rav Soloveitchik didn't, and others like that also, that thought, we'll get to the Chukas HaGoyim in a second, but some thought that you shouldn't have, like Dr. Craig said, Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that you shouldn't have it in shul because it's pagam in the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses.
It's a makam yukal.
Right.
That's not what you're saying. It's a makam yukal tefillah.
Yeah.
But if you're eating there and you're doing all this other stuff there.
I don't think he liked that either.
Okay, so we have to.
Right, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I don't know whether the rope was inside the cushion.
You said that his son-in-law was mafkid.
Whose son-in-law? Oh, I said that Dr. Tversky never spoke.
Yeah.
In the shul,
you
so
said that might be.
So I wanted to think based on.
Here.
Yeah, but in his shul, he never spoke. There was a. If you know the shul in the Talmud shul, the way it is that they have the shul and then like there's a side door, and that's where they had the shal shudas and the kiddush and everything, you know, in a side room to the shul, and there he would speak. So if there was a simcha, he wouldn't speak like before Musaf or after Musaf or after this. They would finish the whole davening, and then they'd go into the Kiddush room, and everyone would be seated, and he would speak there. So I thought that, you know, once I saw that Ari, I thought that, you know, as we said.
So the Chachila, maybe he held that. He shouldn't have any.
Right, I'm sure they probably never ate in his shul either.
That's what I'm saying. The Chachila, and he probably got it from.
Sure. Or maybe from the other side of the family, maybe that was the Talmud and the Huggin.
That could be.
You know. They just came out with a Sefer Zikaron.
Yeah. In honor of Kratzer?
Yeah. It's a big one. A scholarly type of thing. Mr. Bigelheisen was complaining that they didn't mention one time the Rav Soloveitchik in the whole. I asked him about the Sefer. Yitaka said he forgot. He said things come quick. You know, so many things are coming in and out of the store. And this he was a little embarrassed, but this is Topshin Samach Aleph. This is one of the Sefer for a long time ago. But he was mishtoimim how many things come in the store. So, and what about a chagiga, a Chanukah chagiga, a Purim chagiga? Is it? You can't bring a raya, you're saying, from the simplest Beis HaShoev to that, right? Because that was saying was part of the kiyum in the mikdash of Lefnei Hashem. So who says it's so proper? You know, again, we're makel, you know, but you know we have the tikkun, but they're different. Like as we said, they're different levels. You know, how far you wanna. What you want to do and how far you're going to go with the coolest.
There's more Kedusha if you're going out Chassidus. There's more Kedusha in dancing and singing.
Right. Excuse me?
Right.
Very simple to Bishop Eva as even today. Yeah. Sensation. Yeah. Interesting.
That would be a chumrah. It would be a chumrah that basically that's a standard over based in English. Otherwise.
Okay. So this minhag to have the so apparently the Chasam Sofer says that the minhag changed from going into the shul, and then they had it in the chutzner, Beis HaKnesses. So it's pointed out that the Gra says a different pshat. So the Chasam Sofer says, what's the mal use of the chutzner Beis HaKnesses? Is because that's where it's also Makom Tefila.
So the Chasam Sofer would hold that you should pick the stars over.
The stars always win. Right, the stars win, but. If you can do both, you try to do both. So they used to do both by going inside. And then later time, they could do both without even going inside. It's interesting that, in other words, I would still think that, you know, the inside of the shul has more Kedushas based Knesset than the outside, even for the late, you know what I mean? I got the feeling. And Afo P. Kane, you know, that's what he claims. It's hard to... It seems to me he's just taking like a guess, you know. It's not like I wonder if maybe some of your considerations of Kedushas based Knesses caused it to ultimately. Maybe in the RJJ journal he might say something like that. Ultimately, yeah, I'm saying what you. I'm not giving you credit. You know, to ultimately, you know, remove it.
On the other hand.
Right. What do they do today, the Yekkes?
For
do they have weddings in the shuls?
Yeah.
In Broyers? Do they have weddings in Broyers?
I don't think so.
Right, does everyone ever get married in the shul itself?
I don't know, we never check.
Tell us all the Yekeshim and Hogan.
Yeah, we should understand that the Frankfurt the Main and Hogan are not necessarily Yekeshim. The Frankfurt Main had a kind of mixture. Some of the great early Rabbanim of Frankfurt the Main were Sfardim. Mm-hmm. So they had some halachas for Beis Ilse.
It's
a weird.
But this split with the nationalized community.
Okay, now the Bira Gra writes. The following: Lefisha tleinu afu la'achar nesuin darim bebeis aviha. Whereas the minhag was even after nesuin, they would still live in her father's home. The married couple. Lefichach motzi ha'av mershusa lechotzer beis haknesses. Hashem kovim hachupa b'sdinim. Hashem hu ikur hachupa. Kona Salakal. Chatsa Beis Knesses, who Mokum Haknia, the Logora, Mechatsa Dida. Dechuba Mamish. In other words, and the way I saw someone explain it, that in other words, the way you did it in the Chatzah Beis Knesset is because that represented that you're leaving the father's rishus. That's like a communal place that's not their father's rishus anymore. I saw someone say that maybe the Gra meant because then they might come to do it in the father's house, which is really not his house, it's still her house, and so we want to make sure that they're motzi rishus aviha, because they're going to go back to live there anyway. So since they're going to go back to live there anyway, we wanted to do something, the way someone explains, I forget who I saw, this, explains this grok, is that we want to make a definitive statement, without any confusion, that there's a hotzah from the father's rishos to the baal. So mela, that's why you have the mechatzah beis haknesses. So the beis haknesses is a communal place, it's for sure not the father's rishos. Father of the column, and this whoever I forget pointed out that this is obviously a totally different explanation than the Chasam Sofer of why to have the wedding and the chatzer basic messes. And the Chazanish just points out in the Kupa Dasa Gro, Ikro Maise Hamora Shayotza Meshus Harishon Meshus Habal. The Machnis Habal the Basil the Shem Kach Zeh Nesum Mikre Basil Din Zeh Mokum Kvias Dirosa. What are you, a Somali? You mean?
Yeah.
You're a lefty?
Yeah.
So you put the film on the right hand?
Yeah.
Ready to come.
Right, so you can...
Yeah, but the case of this...
Okay, so you switch it, turn
yeah,
it over?
Yeah, but how can I put it now? I need to... No,
yes, small
be like this.
Yes, come can small it.
No, actually, I'm in East Tel Aviv.
יש גם שמאלי גם כן.
כן?
כן, אני כמעט בטוח.
כן,
כן. And you take a look at the Archa Shulchan on page 10. It says, זה שקובן מסלי נחופה וחוצה בייס הכנסס, יש חם גודל לזה. כשאיקר החופה הוא היציא משוס האב ושוס הבאו, וזה אם הבאו נוטלו לבייסו. So that's really if the Baal is going to take her to his house. So that's the real Nesu'in. Aval etzleinu minhag b'kam pom sh'osim hakol b'beis avi hakala. Right? B'lefamim avi hakala lo ketel gam oso leveso. Right? They make maybe they had the wedding parties like Mr. Reifer said that they used to have the parties in the homes. So again, the father makes sense that the kala's father pays for the wedding, so probably they had used to have it the Sudas Nesu'in in his home. In the Kala's home. Right? So if they had it in the Kala's home, so where's the whole Hachnasa from you know, Yitzia, from Rishus HaFar to the Rishus HaBaal? Alzman, when came the man Nikar, she yotze Rishus HaAb, Rishus HaBaal, lachim amidim ha-chupa, b'chotze beis ha-knesses, shumokum shal ka ha-kol, shasa chupa das ha-kol, ha-haknos ka-kazul, l'chosen So this is, as the Sefer pointed out, it's similar along the lines of the Vilna Gaon, but the Archa Shulchan could be that's where he got it from. He quotes the Groh, HaGroh. Shas HaBroch, V'yom Yishin Shulchan, Shalom came back, Ad the Kai Vazur Shalom, next Shalom came Mevil Rishus HaGroh. In other words, the whole Kal, Das HaKal, is to be Machned for temporarily the Mokom HaChotzer to the Chosin. But that's how the Minog evolved, to have it in the Shul. Seems much more mistaper at this shot of the Groh at Archa Shulchan than what the Chasam Sofer said, why you have it in the Chatzah. He was accounting for the change. Well, he had to explain based on his whole idea of the two, you know, why did they why did they change the minhag from inside the shul to outside the shul? So he said, well, because it wasn't really a change, because outside the shul became like the shul. So he said what he said.
But I understand. You know that outside is better than inside.
Right. Outside you have the kochavim, but right, you don't have the makom kadosh. So he says, well, now we have the makom kadosh too.
Right. But he wasn't saying... Okay, so that's what the... So we have two different shotim in the minute, but it'd be interesting if we could find any more information of the change, of when it, you know, when exactly it changed, and this idea of the Chasam Sofer, if there's any more substantive evidence of why they stopped going into the shul. What was the... It's hard to believe that the reason why they stopped going to the shul is that all had to do with whether the shuls have hallways, and the latecomers are davening the hallway, or they're davening the... It sounds a little far-fetched, the Chasam Sofer is...
Maybe the reform movement, when the reform movement starts, they felt that they want to...
Right, yes.
Because of the reform movement.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right, we're going to talk right now. Yeah. So the Maram Shik, on page 11...
He's a good shaver.
Could be pritzus, some type of lack of, like that's a pregnancy, said, lack of kedusha of the makom. And the Rome Shane Higu Vasas a chupa chutz le beis haknesses. Valeno achiv le kaim haminig, moshikos of a ramah reishol chos mamrim, viyad makom achir. Next paragraph, in rotzim lashanas haminig vasas a chupa beis haknesses, veil damos lashar dosos, kasher hu beemes tam rov hamishanim, varotzim lashanas isbe mishum isur, isur daraisa, shlo damos dosenu ladas shar umos. Right, there's an isur daraisa, kukoseyem, moshikos of a rambam, mikro di shomer, pein nekosh, tinoke shachareyem, in ze inyin lechubas marig, right, he calls man shayu Yisrael mikaimim min hagam haya Torah v'yira b'Yisrael me'esa shayschilu shanos min hagam hadas holech b'chasor. Whenever Klal Yisrael was mikaim the min hagam, they did well, and if they weren't mikaim the min hagam, they were things got worse. Hashem yashiv shvus amo os de dor v'ador yikumim b'mheirav yameinu omein. So, and that's like you said, that's probably the real reason why they stopped going into the shul. You know, even though that was what the Maria, and at some point that it's similar to the idea that, you know, a matzeva, even though it was once good, you know, it was man ba'avos, but then the goyim used it, so therefore it became a minog akum, even though once it was a good thing to have a matzeva, right? Kumish, you know, the matzevas, or even matzeva, and then we only have a mizbeach. Rashi writes, even though it was good, but now it's sonoy because the goyim. So maybe in the RJJ Journal, somebody put, you know, discussed that angle.
Well,
let's say we have one stone to be macro.
What? So, do you have any information on how the Sephardim did it? This is all after.
Right. What about the Sephardim? Sephardim, I think, are into shuls. No? They're COVID?
Yeah.
They have weddings and shuls all the time, right? Yeah. Yeah, Sephardim are very into the shuls.
When they go to hall, they have the shul.
Yeah, I remember. Right, they'll go and they'll have the chuppah in the shul, and they'll go to the hall, a different hall.
Like
yeah.
Can't bring a light.
And then we have a tshuva here from Rav Meir Arik, who is the Gadol Hador in Galicia, Pesach Hador, Tarna, right? It wasn't so long ago. It was late 1800s, early 1900s. Right. The Jewish Mechtov Lehinim is that he ain't also shum kadoshos b'beis ha-knesses. Frat ha-chupa lefnei ha-ron kodesh vi ha-nishma hu b'chol b'otei knesiyot shal ha-reformim m'stam ha-shoros ha-dvam b'otei tivlos shal ha-amim v'shal ha-reformim kol ma-seim v'zdamos lehem. There is a Issa Gomer, also Lana Torah, Seinu HaGdosho, Kusem Lo Sevechu, Vlaiz Dein Tzorech Boshish, right, that's a phrase from the Maran Brachas. It means you don't have to further belabor the point. Klau, Prat Beinu Bebeis HaKnesses, Yish Lahach Me Biyosi Lebal Yishanu Nogei Avoseinu Me'az, Kasher Ovos Avoseinu Me'olam, Tech HaKnesses, Mikdash Ma'at, Tumid Mikdash Chiv Ha'akol B'Chsab Yad Hashem, Alay Haskil, in the sukkah, Yosef is the Zarb, Dover, Shesh, Hashash, Alicha, Bin Museum, Mitzvah, Gadol, Homi, Shesh, Biyodo, Limchos, Seyimcha. Now, Rav Moshe has two tshuvas here about this inyan. So, one tshuva is in Yardei Chelik Beis. Varkal, Sharotzim, Lassel, Zidei, Otamat. Press a button. Lahori das habima var kodesh masevet Torah lamata tachas akaka b'chafira beisha yasham chupa. Right, you press a button, and the Aron Kodesh.
Goes down.
I wonder what Shuli was talking about. Well, this truva is written to the Helmetzer. Helmetzer, you know, Yossi and I went to visit the Helmetzer. So, but it's interesting because the Helmetzer went all around the whole world to build mikvah, so he could have gone to Peru someplace and seen a shul that wanted to do that, and, you know, I don't know where. He was in Detroit also, I think at one point he lived in Detroit. Davakar Shirotim Lasso Zidei Otomat Lahorid Hasabim of Aron Kodesh Yimasefer Torah Lamata Tachas Akaka Bechafir Beis Sheesh Am Chupa V'Yavo Amrav Poshet Shehu Bizoyen Aron Kodesh Lasefer Torah Hasher Shom L'Solkam Af L'Mokom Acher Hashove B'Shvil Zeh Af Yimshanu B'Chupa V'Ofen Tzanu K'Roid L'Anoshim K'Sherim Af L'Tzorach Kriyas HaTorah Asul L'Kach HaSefer Torah. Right, there's halachas of when you're allowed to bring the Sefer Torah outside of the shul. Right, the Mechaber says you can't bring the guys in jail, you want to bring him a Sefer Torah, you can't bring him. It's a bizayon to ever remove the Sefer Torah. Right, a lot of halachas about when you're allowed to remove a Sefer Torah from the shul. Havilah anoshim shebeis asurim, kedisa barachayim, tovzim kuv lamedhei. Poshet sha'afim ha'aron osur lahavi. Even with the aron, afim ha'aron osur lahavi. You can't say there's only a din if you're taking the Sefer Torah alone. You're not allowed to take the aron out of the shul with the Sefer Torah, because it's a bizayon. So here, when you press the button, you bring it out of the shul, it's a bizarre. And culture can show us a leak of Aaron, Sefer Torah, and Kobo, Bishir, Shiyah, Makom, Pone, Lamut, Shom, Bnei, Odom, Harotzim, Lios, Besimcha, Sachupa, Sheinze, the Tzorach, Kriyas, the Sefer Torah, Frash, and Rafena, Rabim, Af, Al, Chupa, Shalanoshim, Ksherim, Motsu, Harbe, Holos, Harbe, Chupa, Seinam, Shalanoshim, Ksherim, Shenimtsa, Sheisalko, Sefer Torah, Bishvul, Halos, Shu, Bizoyin, God of Osu. Culture can show Loridam, Lamata, Valem, Amal, Yamdu, Bnei, Odom, Ham, Solom, Gam, Chupa, Besak, Nesses, Ein, Ruach, Acham, Im, Nochem, Izeh. He says, even chupin based knesses, ain't ruach achomim nochem is there, ain't chasim soifer, who up his chetchuvim, came vade bizoyin, who salik aron kodesh, or sefer torah, shvil dovish, ain't a hogun, shapir osok vodor osoram. So he agrees with the Helmetzer. But his main tshuva is here on the last page. This is main tshuva to Shmuel Roth. B'dover shemash b'iro osim hachupa v'es haknesses v'lo tachas ha-shamayim minuk shakosav ramo v'ashenogim v'goseinim rosh ha-rab v'elech v'sham v'sar de-kedushim im lo yeyuch yesh l'chus v'shalku v'yavsit parnasosam. Right? Can he be Messiah to Kedushin if they're having it in the shul because it's not Tachas Kippas HaShemayim? It's a from Shaila.
Take away his job off.
And he might lose his job. Pasha to Borosh, Rapalo Chashash Yisalku. Even if they're not going to take away your job, you still have to go. Lo Rak Shah Rosh Alecha, Mukhuyim Lelech, Ki Alav Mutal Lirosh Yu HaKedushin Kedin HaTorah. Gamitzad Schaib Luso VeHakol, Shazem Mitzchaibus HaRav LaKol. כן אוסים הרבנים בדולם גאונים גם בניו יורק שגם כן יש שאוסים מחופה בבתים והולכים לשם מסעדה הקדושן גם בשביל קרייבוס ומריאס כי לעשות החופה תחס השמיים הוא רק שנוגו לו סימן ברוכה זה אולי סימן ברוכה ואין זה תקונס חכמים לא רק תקונס חכמים ולא מנהג מצד איזה דין זה לא מנהג בסוף הדין חשש איסר זה לא חשש איסר ונבל או אין מצווה שיחשו העובר על זה ואוסה חופה בבית לעבריינו you can't call it a variant ועוד דבים ברוכה שתיקו חזל ליסה ברבי. Right? Chazal made a takana and married on Wednesday. She boiled b'chamishi. First raised to subis. Matosh is real bracha. Lo mikri avaryanot. Who rak eitz a tova ba'alma. Kol shekim yehogim shem rak lebracha. Shem lezeh mokom mechazal. And certainly, has a mokom chazal. Certain things that don't have. Shavada him rak inyan eitz a tova. Lo mikri avaryanot. Amash kosub sim bracha zeh. Sim bracha shekosav ramah. Amam chaber. Shalom lisa ala p'tkiva sachodesh. Shekimah rovo alamein nizorim b'zeh. Right, there are other semen brachas that you should get married in the first part of the month when the moon is growing. Like yichidim lechachas v'shal machzim l'avaryonim. Rashayim leilech l'chupa kazu apolo shum chashash hefse. That's number one. Then he quotes the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer semen tzari ches nami lo omer shom le'isr elek shehu bekavanosim l'umod midarki hagoyim v'gam behem lo omer sh'osr ela shom ela omer aleim v'asher l'chofetz bebrach. Right, he says the Chasam Sofer is very... It's not a tkifas dika tshuva, right? Reis was expecting a real fire brimstone tshuva, and he was a little disappointed that he didn't get what he wanted. Yeah, you know, you want to be like the Gayim, you don't want a bracha, so okay, so be like them. You know? Shalom chofetz bracha, v'nirchag menem iskavim lamed midakei umas of olam, shalom isbarchu b'kochovim, mizdavgim ziguim v'titlosim yekimosim. So let him be like them. Don't say, ain't no iser, ain't daska chomim nochim him. Gam davar zeh mistaber shelo kosev zeh chasam sofer elo b'mkomo shetzchulu az harishoyim shebishem reformer nikru la'akor kol min hagi Yisrael. Says that was only the reform in that time of the chasam sofer that you had to be very careful when the reform were beginning v'harbe ikrei haTorah that they wanted to get rid of shel zeh ratzu l'hani asas beis haKnesses v'lshanas ha'migun shosim tachas ha'shamayim hen kosev aleim asher lo chofetz b'bracha v'masha eino rotzeh tachas ha'shamayim v'shelo b'kavadas reform. That the reason why you don't want Tachas HaShemayim is because not because of reforms, since the wedding's in the winter or whatever. Lo Omar Zeh. He doesn't think that Chasam Sofer would object. He doesn't think that Chasam Sofer would say, hey, you want to get married the 25th of the month? Oh, you're a guy who doesn't care about bracha. He doesn't think that Chasam Sofer would say that. He thinks the real thing that was bothering Chasam Sofer is because of the reform, like you see in the Chuvas Maram Shik. And even the things that they were Mesak and Chazal, the Siman Brachas, we don't always, you know, like you said about getting married on Wednesday, that's in Chazal, we don't do them. So Bisman Rishonim Mi Shemak Pid the Ishanis was Bismanim Bechol Yom Kedisa V'Shulchan Aruch Abishul Bracha Yalom Akpid Lisa Bervi Mishul Hamad Pesek Shuvah. If you're a part of the Ma'aseh and Choshu, Ma'afla Bracha, the Kabbal Chazal, can Choshu can see money Bracha in Hindu's man Rav, Achar Hagonim. You may have Toysus and Rosh Loya, Adai Minagzeki. Toysus Rosh Sukkot, Choshu Rak, Mufamim, I feel Brachot for a year. Sham Rubin, Voyokul Kanes, Vice, Brachim, Birkas, and Suin. So you see that they didn't even have the Minag. In this man of the Rishonim, they didn't have that Minag yet. So there's a much later Minag, this idea of Tachas Hashamayim. Upelo Lachasam Sofa, Shakosim, Shabalaya Toysus and Higuze. It's a pelon nachasim soifer. Like a vanoso al talmidei v'talmideim. Maybe it means the talmidei talmideim. Av lasos beis hakdesa im lasos mitzad umasol lamosi machasos beis tiflosim yachad deinzek kimohem shu beis hakdesa shalano vikar feel yochich. Razinish also kadmoni itan assume basic nessa shua chupa, and brokas alabima, the heavy gamma hasim sofa, koponim afma hasim sofa, moi iser, alarabim, the sadi kadushim chupa shu basic nessa, sab bismano, komashe, bezak taska shas reform. Wow, he doesn't think the hasim sofa would have asked it even bismano. That's, I don't know. Afala chasim kala, utonim amarak manias brokho. I mean, it is true, the chasim sofa is a very, you know, is not a strong Russian at all. It was, anenu leker gamze, fin tzorech harav leilech, מצד הקדושין שמחויבו מצד ישחגוסו, מצד נראות שיקדין, ואף לשביל גריבוס מרס, לכי איסו ולא מידס חסידוס. So he told the rabbi, you better come to that wedding, and מצד הקדושין, even though it's in a shul. So this is...
How does he shrug off the muscle?
אי מה זה... אוסי בחזם...
מאחד אין זה כמו הם שאו בבייס הכנסת של לונד? ביקוד פילו יופיה,
וזה... What does he mean? What does he mean? Avlas is basic nesses. Ein las or mitzad shomus olam osim achazon as the einze kemohem. Shuvah basic nesses shalono. Iker tefila yochiach. What, that we're not going into the ash?
I don't know.
אז הנה שעשו הקדמונים, איקאי נשום בבייס הכנסס, שהוא החופו, עם הברוכס הרבים. Does anyone want to suggest what the last lines of the second column? אף לסוס בבייס הכנסס, אין לסוס. What does Rav Moshe mean there? Why אין לסוס בצד שום עשו עולם עושים הקסנס בבייס תפלוסם? אין זה כמוהם, שהוא בבייס הכנסס שלונו. The Iker Tefila Yochiach. What does that mean?
Just in case you thought it was a better shul, you could see we don't act like that, we don't daven.
No, he's saying, look, we daven in shul. What is he saying? We daven in shul, so you're not going to ask the davening from shul?
And our davening is not whole, so
it no, it doesn't.
You can see we're looking by the way we daven.
Iker Tefila Yochiach.
I think he's saying similar to just like we daven in our shul and they daven in their churches.
Right.
We're still allowed to daven in our shul. It's not true.
Right.
Similarly,
right. I think Moshe is saying that's right. No one's going to say, okay, now that they have churches, so we can't have shuls anymore.
Why not?
You
said that we can't have matzivas anymore.
Right, so when do you...
Yeah,
so that requires shiur. Another shiur when to apply for saying that requires... you know, so different... So there are different menhagim. Certain people, you know, were very machmir. Rav David Lifshitz Atzal was very machmir. Machmir not to have a wedding in a shul. And he wouldn't attend if it would be... He wouldn't reach his father's Masada Kedushin because they had it. He didn't go to the wedding because where was it?
It was in Sharet Tefila.
Sharet Tefila. See? So, you know, so I guess that was his Masorah. He had that Masorah that to be Machpid, not to have him in shuls because of Lucas Akum. And some people, I guess, you know, and today people even Lechat Fila have it. But I would imagine to say most weddings that you people go to, I'd say Ruba the Ruba are not in shuls, right, of the weddings that are today. It was there so many halls and things like that, probably.
This is only in we're talking about Orthodox shuls, we're not talking about certain shuls. It's a separate shul.
Because maybe that's not a shul, you're saying?
I'm saying maybe...
There's a conservative shul, and this is basically...
I'd say there's a Kedushin place in Knesset.
No, but if you're saying that you'd be Mako, if you're saying that Rav Moshe said there's no Chuppah Zadayim, the reason why is because it's not really Chuppah Zadayim. Conservative shuls for sure are Chuppah Zadayim. I mean, the mixed pews.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Is that Chuppah Zadayim, the mixed pews? Or that's Tam?
Yeah. Taiva?
Yeah, but it doesn't make it.
So they invite going to the Yiddish but to Orthodox learning. Somebody works there. He has going there, so they bring him in, but it's a shul or it's the same. So that's why it's better to make it in the hole than in the shul.
Why? Because of going?
So Yes, it's a great philosophy.
It's not impossible.
Okay. Just for 5 minutes, let's just do a little chazar and then we'll have mitzvah. So if we do a little bit every day, we could... So the Tosefta in Bav Metzia, that's the first din in Hilchos Beis Knesset, says that Yekofin Zed Zed to build a shul. And Aruch HaShulchan says that even if they're renting a place, still that's not good enough. They have to build a place that's theirs. We'll discuss later whether a Makom Socher has a din Kedushas Beis Knesset or not. And the Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, Medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam says that you have to have a makom that's mukhan to get the people together to daven. In other words, it's not enough just to daven b'tzibur. As Rav Moshe points out from the Rambam, it's mashma that you need a makom that's miyuchad l'tfila. Every community has to have a shul. Every community has to have a shul. You can't just say, we're going to have a minyan and we'll have it in someone's basement, and this week we'll have it in your basement, this week in my basement, this week in another person's basement. No. You have to have a makom that's Miyuchad, and the Stei Chemet quotes the Zohar that could be part of the Zohar says Vasuli Mikdash could be including the mitzvah of Asiyas Mikdash, includes the mitzvah of Asiyas Beis Knesset as well. What is this story? And, you know, we're kofa, we tax people for this. Now, what is the story, number two? Is there a chiv to give mamon for tzorchei tzibur if you're not going to be mishtamish? In other words, they're collecting for the mikvah. And this couple is already doesn't need a mikvah. Right? So we saw that there were two different ramos. The ramos says in one place that you have to give even if you don't need it. You have to give for the beis kasanis, you have to give for the mikvah. The ramos says even if you don't need it. And then ramos quotes that they used to have a service for people that were merchants, that they would have a certain type of tsar come and help with the merchants. So he says, well, if you're not a merchant, then you don't have to contribute. So seemingly there was a stira in the Ramah. So the Sama gives a teretz, and it says that you have to give something that Ruba de Olam needs. It's something that Rova Olam needs, that all communities have, like a mikveh and this and a beis kasanis. So even though you don't use it, you have to give. But something that's not in the rov olam, you know, rov olam don't need this person to help with. Rov olam, not every community. In other words, every community has a mikveh. Every community has a beis kasanis. So that's considered a communal thing. But not every community has this this person helping the merchants with their business. So that if you're not a merchant, You don't have to contribute. And the Mari Mintz was mashma also that the reason why you have to give for the mikveh is because sometimes the zakenim would use it on Erev Yom Kippur, so even though, you know, or they need it for their children or their grandchildren, etc. And Rav Moshe writes that about the yeshiva guys who were davening in the Beis Medrash didn't have to give to the shul. And he says that if you're only going to be there, the Shulchan Aruch said, Rav Moshe says, yeah, 12 months is the shiur. And if you know you're going to be there right, if you know you're staying permanently, then even if you're there right away, you're considered a toshav. But Rav Moshe says the reverse is true as well. And if you know you're only going to be there for 2 years, and you know that right away, so then you're not considered a toshav. So you're not going to be there permanently, and you don't have to contribute to the tzarchei ha'ir. Then we discussed it then that the shul is the highest building. But the Gemara says that's not really true, because you can have migdolim that are higher than the shul. But the Rambam leaves out that din. So we saw that the Mishnah Yosef, others point out, that seems to be a fundamental machloikis. According to the Rambam, it's a din that the shul has to be the highest building in the area. He doesn't give the heter of the migdolim in this. And according to the Rush, it's that, no, it's a din in Tashmish, that you're not allowed to use a room that's on a higher level than the shul. But that's why the Migdolim were just weren't for uses, it's just for the noise of the ear. No one was doing anything there. But if you're going to have an apartment building, and the shul is only 2 floors, and the apartment building is 10 floors, and you're on the 10th floor, so that's, so you're living on a higher level. This is than the shul, so it's a bizoyim to the shul. So that was, so the question is it a din in the covered of the shul that has to be the highest, like the Rambam? That's how the Aruch HaShulchan says. This makes this into a machlokes, the Rambam and the others. And then we discussed, the Rush says, you know, if only the roof is higher, right, the rest of the building is not high, only the roof, but if it's a crooked roof, you're not going to use it anyway, so it's okay. But I take back what I said originally, Yarkovi's right, that but if even though you have a 10th floor, even though it's indoors, still that's higher than the shul, that's a problem, according to the Rush, even though it's indoors, not like what I said originally. And the Meiri says it's only if you make it lasrara. Only if you, in other words, if you make a 10th floor building because you need a room to have 10 floors, you can. There's not enough room to make smaller buildings. You have to use the room that you have going vertically up. It's not lasrara, so that's okay. And the Mishnah Yosef wanted to suggest maybe that's only if you build buildings that's like the shul, that's one big room that's very, very tall. You know, something that's done lasrara is a problem. But if not done lasrara, it's not a problem. And the Magen Avraham says that the Goyim anyway are building higher, so therefore we don't have to worry. But that's a, people point that, that's so poshut, because we assuming that it's not, we don't assume, like the Rambam is assuming it's a din higher, but we paskin like the Rush, it's a din in Tashmish. So if it's a din in Tashmish, so what good does it, you know, it's still a bizarre. You know, if it's a din, that it has to be the tallest structure, like the Rambam, so once already it's not the tallest structure, so, you know, what difference does it make anymore? There are already 50 buildings that are taller than the shul. So what? But if it's not, if it's a din in the design of the Tashmish do above, so it should be a problem. So that's what this Magen Avraham, they point out, is not so pashut, because it seems to work within the Svar of the Aruch HaShulchan's Rambam, whereas we don't paskin like this. And then we discussed the Pachor Shor's Pshat, and Kol Yerushak Gavon Meskes Sof Hareva, that it's going to be Hareva and it's not going to be rebuilt, whereas the other things are going to be rebuilt. He had a whole pshat there that he said, that Rav Ashi said, I caused this area, Basamassia, that shouldn't be destroyed. And the Gemara asked, but it was destroyed. So he says, well, at least it wasn't destroyed because of this reason. So Mali, what reason it was destroyed? The answer is, because if it's destroyed for this reason, then it won't be rebuilt. If it's just destroyed for other reasons, then Bez Hashem, Mashiach Tzidkenu, whatever, it'll be rebuilt.